You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I have always prided myself on being practical and down to earth. And so every year when the Feast of the Ascension occurs, I have a little bit of a problem when Jesus leaves the ground. I've said it probably 1,000 times, and I'll say it every Ascension from now till I die. I don't go to many movies, but when I do, I want my heroes and heroines to stay on the ground. I don't like Mary Poppins, Peter Pan, Superman, and all the rest of those comic book whatevers. And even one of my very favorite movies was pretty good until it got to the last scene. Remember E.T.? I thought that was one of the most wonderful movies I ever saw, but they screwed it all up at the end when they took off on those bicycles. I said, what kind of an idiot director would allow that to happen? It just completely bamboozled the whole thing as far as I was concerned, but I guess that's just a particular prejudice that I have. I want to stay rooted to this earth, and I want everybody I like to be on the earth as well. That's why sometimes when people get a little daffy and confused and everything else, I may call them space cadets. I like to be practical, realistic, and focused at all times. And I'm kind of leading ungracefully into the reality of the Ascension, because today's feast day asks us to get a grip on heaven and earth all at the same time. And I'm going to suggest maybe we need to revise our thinking just a little bit. Most of us kind of came up with the idea that you just kind of live on this earth, you do the best you can, you trash it, and get the heck out before it blows up, and go on off to heaven and live happily ever after. Heaven is always kind of up there and a zillion miles away, and until we die and get there, we're stuck on this earth. And I'm going to suggest that this is not exactly a Christian or a godly way of looking at creation. But let's go back to the Ascension. 40 days ago, or a little more by this point, we celebrated Easter. And the church has always looked at the resurrection, the rising from the grave, and the ascension into heaven as one continuous motion. In fact, there's some ambiguity in the New Testament. Did this all happen kind of instantaneously, or was it stretched out over 40 or 50 days? That's really not important, because the resurrection and the ascension are meant to be understood together. Jesus completed his work that the Father had given him. He left this world and he commissioned his apostles with the promise of the Holy Spirit that they had a task to do, as you heard in the scriptures, until he comes again to wrap it all up once and for all. And so I think we have to be real clear and precise in our understanding of these scriptures. Because it's so easy to come up with the very unchristian attitude that there's something wrong with this world and we got to get to heaven about it by any way we could possibly manage, beg, borrow, cheat, steal, whatever, but get to heaven and get out before it all goes you know where. This is a terrible form of theology to begin with. It's not biblical, it's not Christian. Jesus was as clear as he could be when he told the apostles, don't just stand around waiting for it all to happen. Get busy and go out to the ends of the earth proclaiming and baptizing and affirming God's creation in this world, and the next world will take care of himself. So I think there's a couple real simple lessons that we can learn from the Feast of the Ascension, where Jesus leaves earth, goes to heaven, and is scheduled to come back again. One of the worst things that has ever happened in Catholic theology, and Protestants got the same problem, by the way, is what we call the error of dualism. Dualism means you have to see everything in black and white, either or, good or bad, moral or immoral, and it's always one or the other, and there's no room in the middle for mystery, ambiguity, even unknowing, and that's okay. We've got to get out of this dualistic way of thinking about so many things, especially in terms of our religion. And this is so true of heaven and earth. One of my good friends, a Franciscan friar, lives out in Albuquerque, Father Richard Rohr. He writes a lot of books. You ought to read his stuff. He sometimes said, we have turned the church into an evacuation plan for the earth. It's an escape route. We put up with all this nonsense we got to put up with on earth, and then we get out while the getting is good and live happily ever after in heaven. That is so disrespectful of God's creation to begin with. We have to affirm everything that's good about the earth. And I would suggest, as Richard and I have discussed a couple times, that when we get to heaven, wherever that is, it might be up, might be down, who knows, there's no direction. When we get to heaven, we're going to be really surprised at how much it looks like home. I don't know what you think about heaven. I have said many times, if I get next to some damn fool playing a harp, I'm leaving. Well, I hate harp music, along with space cadets. But we gotta think of it all as one creation. The scriptures are so clear. Jesus promised that when it all gets resolved and it settles down, it's not going to be earth is gone and now we're safely in heaven. It's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Imagine that. The earth is good, and we've got to treasure it and take care of it. So I think that's the first lesson to learn. Get back into the middle, into the place of mystery, and keep them all in the right balance, and don't get into this dualistic either-or type of thinking. It's fatal in theology. It's fatal in any kind of life. Love to be in the middle, in the mystery part. That's where God is revealed. Once we kind of get through that little maneuver, then we examine ourselves and our common life as well as church, and everything takes on a new light. And if we believe that Jesus is ascended into heaven and will come again to redeem the heavens and the earth, then we've got to start taking care of the earth, because we're stuck with it, I'm sorry to tell you, for all eternity. That's what the scripture says. So our stewardship and our love for all of life has to embrace all that God has created. God has said, don't ever call anything bad or unholy that I have created. So that's what we are commissioned to do. We're not supposed to say, well, Jesus went to heaven, can't wait to follow, stand around like these apostles did at the first day or so, like dumb tourists looking at the Sears Tower in Chicago. Oh my goodness. Get out there and get busy. Roll up your sleeves and start redeeming the earth so that it will come to the promise that God has given it. So I look at Ascension as a day of great hope. It's a day that tells us it's not either or, it's not this or that. Everything God has created is good and is beautiful. Let us ask God as we prepare in this last week of Easter season that when we celebrate Pentecost a week from today, we may have a new infusion of the Holy Spirit, and that God's promise, come Holy Spirit, renew the face of the earth and kindle in us the fire of your love. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we really believed that? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.